You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Thursday, commentator Brian Onunoyn is in high spirits. Even though he's not buying into the marketing one-upmanship and the naming of beer and wine brands, he wonders, when do these names cross the line of decency?
And a very good morning to you all. This morning's piece is not for minors. By which I mean it is not suitable perhaps for young ears, though I'm sure members of the mining community won't be offended. So if you have young kids in the car right now and you're on your way to school with them, perhaps this would be a good time to start singing The Wheels on the Bus. Huh? Okay, are we good to go now? The kids got their headphones on? So there I was the other day in the store hovering over by the beer and wine section. Well, ain't that a surprise, I hear you say. Actually, I was doing some research over there, if you must know. No, honestly, I'm currently off the sauce. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm doing cold turkey. It's the traditional post-summer battle of the bulge for me. Summertime is a time for wanton indulgence and insatiable appetites. See, huh? I told you it was going to be adult-themed this morning. Anyway, back to the booze. Have you seen the labels they put on beer and wine these days, huh? The names they're giving to booze these days, honestly, it's enough to make a sailor blush. Well, not really, but I'm not going to let the truth get in the way of a good story. But seriously, well, they are shocking. At least that's what the folks over at the marketing departments are hoping for when they come up with these juvenile titles. I mean, honestly, huh? Why are you going to call a cider Angry Orchard? Angry Orchard. What in the Sam Hill is that supposed to mean? And what's next? Ballistic beer? Then there's Dead Guy Ale, Rogue. Oh man, that's really out there. Know what I mean? No, I don't. I have absolutely no idea in this wide earthly world why you would call a beer Dead Guy Ale, Rogue. Except that perhaps you thought it might evoke some sort of juvenile titter when you show up at the party with your Dead Guy Ale, Rogue. Oh yeah, like too funny, dude. Spare me, please. Then there's Land Shark. That's idiotic. Skull Splitter. I'm not making this up. And then there's Shock Top, which is probably shocking to taste. And that's just the beers. And the wines that are out there these days. And there's one called Ménage à Trois, which my poor mother-in-law actually bought for myself and my wife for our wedding anniversary because somebody recommended it to her. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how embarrassed the poor woman was when I told her what it meant? And yes, as if to make matters worse, poor old grandma actually lives with us. Which reminds me, there's another wine called The Other Woman. Except it doesn't actually say the word woman. It just reads on the label, The Other. And then there's a drawing of a naked woman. So you're supposed to read it fully as The Other Woman. I'm not making this up. And then there's that wine called Fat Bat. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on the public radio. You know the one about the person born out of wedlock? The word is there on the label, huh? I mean, honestly, folks, where is all this shock and awe stuff going to end? What's next? Oh, excuse me, could I have a bottle of... Please. Have a lovely week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland. Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.